All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. We are already up to week number three. Week number two was much better for me than week number one. I went 7-9 in week number one with my picks, and I turned it around and went 10-6 last week. Got off to the right foot this week as I picked the New England Patriots this past Thursday night to defeat the Houston Texans at home, and I did not think that the Pats would do it in the dominating fashion that they did, but they simply went out there and won every facet of the game against the Texans. Thus, that is why New England is 3-0. After their 27-0 victory. Now, there are 14 good games on tap for Sunday as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number three in the National Football League season. Now, I want to get started with the 1-1 Arizona Cardinals traveling to Western New York to take on the winless Buffalo Bills. And it has been a very rough go for Buffalo so far. In their first game against the Baltimore Ravens, it was their offense that could not get going as they lost a tight one to Baltimore. And last week against the Jets, it was the defense that could not get going for the Buffalo Bills. And what will be the theme this week for Buffalo? Simply finish. You look at this offense, more than likely they are not going to have Sammy Watkins at wide receiver, which is going to put more pressure on Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor to get the job done. But he will be facing an opportunistic Arizona defense that will look to come after him, and they will look to force some turnovers. Now, defensively, Buffalo has to go out there and try to stop this Arizona offense that is led by quarterback Carson Palmer, who is not the most mobile quarterback out there. So Buffalo must find a way to get him off of his spot and get him moving around there in that pocket, thus to make him uncomfortable. But I think Arizona is the better team. I think Buffalo will play inspired ball, but I'm going to take Arizona on the road in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, in a battle of 1-1 teams, you have the Oakland Raiders traveling to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. And both of these teams feel that a victory here could boost them in the right direction. I mean, these are two teams that have been at the bottom of the NFL standings for a very long time. Both of these teams do possess young quarterbacks. I look at Derek Carr for Oakland and, of course, Marcus Mariota for Tennessee. But I look at this Tennessee defense. Can they make Derek Carr uncomfortable? And that is going to be the million-dollar question. Why? Because you look at Derek Carr right back there, and I think this guy is a future NFL MVP, and I think he can have his way against this Tennessee defense with his wide receivers such as Michael Crabtree and, of course, Amari Cooper. Now, defensively for Oakland, they could not stop the Atlanta Falcons last week. They could not stop the New Orleans Saints in week number one, and they have to find a way to stop this powerful Tennessee running game with Marcus Mariota and, of course, DeMarco Murray. But I think Oakland is going to be up for the challenge tomorrow, and I'm going to take them on the road over Tennessee by the score of 27-23. Now, down in South Florida, it is the home opener for the Miami Dolphins. They will take the field tomorrow with a record of 0-2 as they will take on the Cleveland Browns, who are also winless. And in spite of the fact of Miami being 0-2, they still head into this game favored by 9 points. Now, if you look at Cleveland, they are expected to have a rookie starting at quarterback tomorrow for them and Cody Kessler. And Cody Kessler's start will mark the 26th different starting quarterback for the Browns since they returned to the National Football League back in 1999. A whole lot of nothing going on for the Cleveland Browns. You look at last week, they had a 20-0 lead at home against the Baltimore Ravens, and they blew that. And you look at the Miami Dolphins, they've been close in their first two games. They lost a tight one on the road in week number one against the Seattle Seahawks. They were down early last week against the New England Patriots before they came back. And I think the Dolphins find a way to get it done tomorrow at home by the score of 27-23. Now, staying in the state of Florida, you have the 2-0 Baltimore Ravens traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 0-2 Jaguars. And Jacksonville was simply embarrassed last week on the road against the San Diego Chargers. And a loss here tomorrow will definitely warm up that hot seat for Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. I look at this Ravens defense. They want to go out there and put some pressure on the youngster at quarterback for Jacksonville and Blake Bortles. I mean, heading into the season, in Bortles' first 2 years in the NFL, he was already sacked more than 100 times. And you look at the sacks and you double that by the amount of times that he has simply been hit. So they want to go out there and rattle him early and potentially force him into making some turnovers. You look at this Baltimore offense and it looks like it's right back on schedule with a healthy Joe Flacco this year. And I think Baltimore has what it takes to go on the road and win a tight one by the score of 27-24. Now, in Green Bay, the Packers will have their home opener as they welcome the 1-1 Detroit Lions to town. And believe it or not, the last time that these two teams met in Lambeau Field last season, the Lions were actually able to escape with a victory against the Packers. Now, you look at this Lions team, they've had leads in both of their first two games this year, but they've blown them. Now, they were able to come back and defeat the Indianapolis Colts in week number one, but that was not the case last Sunday at home against the Tennessee Titans. And you look at Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. He is getting adjusted to life without Calvin Johnson, and he is spreading that football around. But you look at this Lions defense. Can they get to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers? We saw the blueprint last week from the Minnesota Vikings as they continuously put pressure on Rodgers and really made him uncomfortable back there in that pocket. But I look at this Packers defense to go out there and put some pressure of their own, led by Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers, on Stafford to try to rattle him and to force him into making some turnovers that he has been prone to do in the past. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 24-20. Now, this game right here has the potential to have a rematch in the postseason, and I'm talking about the 2-0 Denver Broncos traveling to the Queen City of Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. This is the first road game of the season for the defending Super Bowl champs, and it is also the home opener for the Cincinnati Bengals, who had two very tough games to begin their year. They defeated the Jets on the road in week number one, and they lost a tight one last week to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I look at the Bengals, and they have to run the football with Jeremy Hill and, of course, Giovanni Bernard. This defense has what it takes to get after the youngster at quarterback for the Broncos and Trevor Siemian, because again, Siemian has looked the part in his first 2 weeks, but those first two games were at home. What is he going to do on the road now? But speaking of defense, you can never sleep on this tough Denver Broncos defense, and they know good Andy Dalton or bad Andy Dalton, and they're going to go out there and try to rattle the Cincinnati quarterback and Andy Dalton and to force him into making some turnovers that you've seen him make in the past. But I think Cincinnati has what it takes to win a very tight one at home by the score of 24-23. Now, down in Charlotte, you have the 1-1 Carolina Panthers hosting the 2-0 Minnesota Vikings. Both of these teams were playoff teams a year ago, but they come into this game with a litany of injuries. You look at Carolina, no Jonathan Stewart at running back for them. You look at the Minnesota Vikings, of course, Teddy Bridgewater, their quarterback, is out for the year, and now running back Adrian Peterson is going to be lost for the majority of the season. This is going to be simply a defensive slugfest that is dominated by field position. But I look at one of the playmakers offensively for Carolina that they still have, and that's quarterback Cam Newton, and he is going to go out there and attempt to put some stress on this Vikings defense. And now Carolina's defense, led by linebacker Luke Kuechly, is going to keep the pressure up on the Minnesota offense. And I think that will be the difference in this one, as I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 27-17. Now at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you have the 2-0 New York Giants taking on the 0-2 Washington Redskins. And of course, there's no love lost between these longtime NFC East rivals. And of course, there is definitely no love lost between Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and Redskins cornerback Josh Norman. Now, of course, we remember what happened when these two faced off last year. Of course, at that time, Norman was a member of the Carolina Panthers. And I guarantee you that this matchup between these two is going to be under the microscope tomorrow. But for all of those that are worried about Beckham and Norman, The Redskins defense has to worry about two other speedy Giants wide receivers, and I'm talking about Victor Cruz and the rookie out of Oklahoma in Sterling Shepard. You look at this Giants offense, and they never got it really going as far as finishing drives last week with the turnovers against the New Orleans Saints, and I think that is something that they have been trying to correct this week in practice heading into this contest, because they know that they need to get sevens as opposed to threes or simply just stalling drives with turning over the football. Washington is going to be a very desperate team tomorrow. They are 0-2, and the last thing they want to do is begin the year 0-3, especially with two of those losses coming within the NFC East. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair all the way out, but I'm going to take the Giants at home by the score of 27-24. Now it's the Los Angeles Rams traveling to Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and this is the home opener for the Bucs. They went on the road in week number one and they got a big victory against the Atlanta Falcons, but they were run out of the building last Sunday on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. And the key for Tampa Bay into this game, they have to find a way to get their young quarterback Jameis Winston back on track. He had four costly interceptions last week on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. And one thing about Jameis Winston that we have seen in a brief time in the National Football League, this guy doesn't get rattled, and he knows how to step up in the face of adversity. He is going to face a very tough Los Angeles Rams defense. Again, this unit limited the Seattle Seahawks last Sunday to just 3 points, and I don't think that the Rams are going to allow Winston to get into a rhythm early, at least, but I do think Winston has the opportunity to get it going. Now, offensively for the Rams, they have to do something. In two games, the Rams have only produced 9 points, and that's three field goals. And you look at this Bucs defense, and there are going to be opportunities for this Rams offense to do some damage, but will it be enough? I'm not sure, but I will take Tampa Bay at home by the score of 31-20. Now, in an NFC West battle, you have the 1-1 San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks come into this game favored by 10 points, and their offense has not gotten going all season long. They were held to just 13 points in their victory over the Miami Dolphins in week number one, and they were limited to just a field goal last week on the road against the Rams. Now, you look at Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. They are trying to downplay the ankle injury that he suffered in week one against the Dolphins. But, I mean, you saw a guy that still had some mobility back there last week, but the Seahawks simply were unable to run the football, and that has been a bread and butter of this organization over the past 4 or 5 years is running the football, and Seattle must find a way to get back to that. Now, after the Niners defense shut out the Rams at home in week number one, they were torched last week on the road against the Carolina Panthers, and that is something that must be addressed. Now, of course, Blaine Gabbert will once again be the starting quarterback for the 49ers, but he is facing the best secondary in the National Football League. And you look at a guy in Gabbert who has a history of turning the football over. It's not a good recipe if you're San Francisco going up against this defense. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by the score of 27-17. Now, out in the heartland, you have the 1-1 Kansas City Chiefs taking on the 1-1 New York Jets. And both of these clubs know that this is a very big game in the AFC standings, in spite of the fact that it is just late September. Now, you look at the Jets, more than likely, they are not going to have a 100% Brandon Marshall at wide receiver. He suffered that knee injury last week against Buffalo, but he's game and he's going to go out there and give it a go. I look at this Chiefs defense, and they have to find a way to make Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick uncomfortable. But you look at this Jets offense, they can get it going, especially with Matt Forte coming out of the backfield, and he will put the pressure on these Chiefs linebackers. Kansas City has to get back to running the football offensively, because that is where they do their damage, and it sets up every single thing that they want to do on offense. But I look at this game, it's going to be nip and tuck between two evenly matched teams, and I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 24-23. Now, you have the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts welcoming the 1-1 San Diego Chargers to town. Indianapolis comes in favored by a point, and this is a team that it has not gone well for them so far this year. They lost a heartbreaker at home in week number one to the Detroit Lions. And then, of course, last week they lost another tough one on the road against the Denver Broncos. You look at San Diego, they're feeling good about themselves after they got the big victory at home last week against Jacksonville, but they keep losing key offensive players. In week number one, they lost wide receiver Keenan Allen to a torn ACL, and then last week it was running back Danny Woodhead to the same injury. But the Chargers simply keep rolling along with Phillip Rivers at quarterback. Now, this Indianapolis defense has been unable to stop anybody so far this season, and I think that is going to allow San Diego to have a good shot to go on the road and get a victory. But you look at Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Can he do enough to will his team to victory at home? I think he does, and Indianapolis gets their first victory of the year by the score of 27-23. Now, in a battle of the Quaker State, you have the 2-0 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the 2-0 Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams obviously are in first place in their respective divisions, and they want to keep that momentum going. Now, you look at the Eagles. They really have not been tested so far this year, especially rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, and that will definitely change tomorrow against this veteran Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I look for the Eagles to try to, the Eagles offensively rather, to try to simplify things for Wentz simply because the Steelers defense, they want to go out there and confuse him, bring blitzes from angles that he is unaccustomed to seeing so far in his brief rookie campaign, and thus potentially force some turnovers. Now, offensively for Pittsburgh, you look at Big Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback, and then, of course, wide receiver Antonio Brown. They will look to put some stress on this Philly defense, and they want to go out there and get points on the board and in a hurry. Pittsburgh is simply the better team, and thus I'm going to take them on the road by the score of 31-23. Now, tomorrow night in Arlington, Texas, you have the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys who will be hosting the Chicago Bears, who come in with a record of 0-2. And then, of course, Jay Cutler, the Bears quarterback, suffered an injury, which means it's going to be Brian Hoyer at quarterback for Chicago. When you look at this Dallas team, they feel like they had some momentum going for themselves last week as they were able to go on the road and get the big victory against the Washington Redskins, and thus they want to build off of that. I look for the Cowboys to have a split backfield between veteran Alfred Morris and then, of course, the rookie Ezekiel Elliott, who did have two fumbles last week for Dallas. But I think the Dallas defense could be the key to this game, as they have the potential to force some turnovers out of Mr. Hoyer and this Bears offense. Thus, I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 30-17. And then finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 1-1 Atlanta Falcons traveling to the Superdome in New Orleans to take on the 0-2 New Orleans Saints in a key NFC South matchup for both clubs. Now, New Orleans was game last week. They limited the Giants' offense. They held, they forced three turnovers from the Giants, but they were still unable to get the road victory. And now they are going to be a very desperate team at home this Monday night against the Falcons. Now, of course, for Atlanta, when you think of their offense, you think of wide receiver Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. And of course, that combo simply torched the Oakland Raiders last week in the Bay. I think the last team to possess the football wins this one, and I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 34-27. So those are my picks, folks, for the upcoming week in the National Football League for week number 3. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com. /300 pounds of sports knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 3 in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.